to removing the cape, the place where perfectionists remove our superhero capes and discuss what it's like to wear our various titles, hats, and masks. We can pick them up at the end of the show, but for now, let's all relax. Time to get into the show. What's going on, everyone? Thank you so much for being here with me today. It's your girl, Ty. Welcome to Removing the Cape. If you are a returning superhero, I am so glad you're here with me. I'm excited to share this space and this time with you. For everyone that is new here, thanks for hanging out. Thanks for finding us however you found us. Thank you for being here. Please subscribe, share with your friends, family, wherever you listen to podcasts, and your friends and family do so as well. Send our little space their way so they can join us. Well, so listen, I'm not going to do all the normal, hey, here's the topic, here's this intro, here's that. I'm going to get right into it. And I know y'all probably like, dang, Ty, that's rude. Like, you just going to hop right into it like you was just here yesterday with us. I know, I'm sorry. But this topic comes from a conversation that I was having with my husband yesterday. And I just really want to get right into it. It's fresh. I just want to like chat with you guys. If that's okay. If that's okay. I hope so. I hope you're nodding and with me. Okay. Okay. So listen. Okay. So we're going to hop right in. So it started because my husband and I were watching a TV show on Hulu. I know we're late to the party. It's called The Rookie. It has 6 seasons of it. We recently started binging it. So there is a part in episode one. This isn't spoiler alert because one is an old show, but it's not really giving away any plot lines. But there is a part in The Rookie where one character is speaking to another and she says to him, hey, they had a previous issue. It was like a romantic situation. They had a disagreement of some sort. And she says, hey, you know, when I was a kid, my dad left us and my mom never really recovered. So growing up, I saw that and that really just did something to me. And that's why I am away or that's why I treated you that way. Right. So the guy pauses and he looks at her and he was like, he pretty much tells her that's not an excuse. Everyone has a story. Everyone has something they can hang their hat on. Everyone has a, hey, my life was so rough. This is why things suck, or this is why I am the way that I am. And my husband and I were watching it and we paused the TV and started having a conversation about that moment, which is something that we do often. Like we'll be watching a show and we'll be like, oh, pause it because something hit us. And we'll just start talking about something random because we got to pause it. Because we don't want to miss the show, right? Because we'll start talking. We'll say something real quick that ends up being a 30, 45 minute conversation. And now we miss the whole show. So we have learned these days that when one of us has something to say, we just pause it. So that way we don't have to miss the show. Okay? So listen. So we paused it and we started talking about that moment. And I told him that that interaction reminded me of a quote that I heard Will Smith say years ago. I believe it was when he was doing his tour of his memoir, his book that he wrote a while back. And he said, it's not our fault what happened to us, but it is our responsibility to heal from it. And that's what that moment reminded me of, that so many times we experience life in a way that wasn't fair to us. We have situations that we didn't cause, that we were children in, where we were 100% the victim, where we were the recipient of something that was really messed up, like a really completely, totally messed up situation. But that happened at, let's say, 7. and now we're 65 and we treat everyone in our lives horribly because of what happened to us at 7. And I shared with him that that quote reminded, that moment in the show reminded me of that Will Smith quote. And it also made me think like, hey, yeah, that's the real situation that happened to you, that impacted to you. But let's heal and let's get therapy. And I say therapy and I understand that, you know, therapy is a luxury that not everyone can afford. But those of us that can, it is truly a gift. And side note, it should not be a luxury in this country. We already know the physical health care system is trash. Mental health care system is even worse. America sucks. We are truly I've heard someone say it before, that we are a third world country with a Louis Vuitton belt. And that's exactly it. Like, we got to get our stuff together, because anyway, that's a tangent. That's not why we're here today. That's not why we're here. Anyway, so therapy. So, but yeah, like the beautiful thing about therapy is such a incredible journey of healing and discovery. But boy, is it work. Sometimes it's very painful. And it takes you down some roads that you don't expect, that you've forgotten, that you've hidden away, that you end up regretting going down in the moment, or maybe even some moments afterwards because of what they bring up. But there's healing on the other side, and it's a requirement. So as my husband and I were talking about it, I started telling him just about like some personal stuff. And like, for example, my father, I can't remember if I told you guys or not, or I might have, I don't know. But my father passed away a couple of years ago. And when he passed away, we did not have a speaking relationship. We hadn't spoken in a few years. I didn't grow up with a relationship at all with my father. We met when I was 16 years old. Not because he didn't know about me. He knew about me since before I existed in this earth, on this side of the earth. But he just chose, for whatever reasons, to not have a relationship with me until I was much older. He was always financially involved, but I don't know. I won't make up an excuse or a reason. That is his cross to bear and his story to tell. But that was my experience. I did not have a relationship with him. So then fast forward to college. I went to college in the city where he lived. We had a great relationship while I was in college. We had a semi-great relationship post-college. But then just one day I kind of realized, I was like, man, this thing is kind of one-sided. And, we had some not good, so good kind of interactions where I felt like, I was being dismissed by him. And I had a health scare where I reached out. I was hospitalized, and he was very dismissive. After being in the hospital for a week, and he knew I was in a hospital, and he never followed up. I mean, I was like, dang, I could have died in the hospital. This man don't know. He never followed up. Like, he didn't text, he didn't call, he didn't do anything to see if I was okay, see if I recovered. So to me, that was kind of the final part of, okay, this communication thing has to go both ways. I started realizing, I took off my rose-colored glasses and realized, wow, this semi-great relationship that we have is because I'm carrying all the weight. We talk when I reach out. We see each other when I initiate going to see him. Like, it was just, I was like, no, I can't do that. Because I'm also looking at my relationship with my mother, who I grew up with, who we talk often, but it's both of us that reach out. So I was like, okay, well, let's see. I'm not going to reach out and let's see how long it takes us to talk. And several years went by. And we didn't talk at all. He called me one day, and I believe it was a butt dial. I answered the phone, and it was just silence. And then he called back, and he asked to speak to someone that wasn't me. I guess he had the wrong number. And I said, oh, no, you have the wrong number. And he said, okay, and hung up. So then a couple more years passed. But that was the last time that I heard my father's voice while he was alive. But the crazy thing, let me tell you how life works, how God works, how the spirit realm works. So a few days before my father passed, now, mind you, we hadn't been communicating. I didn't know he was having any kind of medical issues. I didn't know anything was going on. But my husband and I had a very real, like, heart to heart about truly forgiving my father and releasing the anger, the pain, all the feelings that I had towards him. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I decided to truly let it go, not for him, but completely for me. And it was absolutely a weight lifted, like anything, unlike anything that I ever experienced. And because I wanted to let it go, it had nothing to do with him. It had everything to do with me. I was tired of feeling heavy, tired of feeling upset, tired of just having these negative feelings. So what I end up learning later, which is not anything I would share right now, but I end up learning of like several weeks, maybe even a month later, that my father actually passed 3 days after I had that moment of forgiveness with him. And that wasn't something I had a conversation with him about. That was between me, myself, and God. But I had that moment of forgiveness with him, releasing everything and truly no longer carrying weight that was just weight for me. Like I said earlier, you know, whatever his reasons, experience, feelings, all of that, that's his story to tell and share and live with and however that is. But for me, I knew I didn't deserve the weight of that situation anymore. And I didn't want the weight of that anymore. Does it eliminate feelings and all that? No, it doesn't eliminate any of that. But I didn't want the heaviness anymore. And when I tell you, learning later that he passed 3 days after I had that moment, I got chills. It was so crazy. Like, why? Why couldn't I have one final conversation with him? Or why didn't you allow this space of, this conversation of, closure or redemption or whatever it is? And what I realized is that, so many times we want these conversations of closure and we want people to, have this moment where they say, hey, I know I wronged you. I know I did all of these things that were not right to us. And that might not come, or they might apologize and they might not apologize in the way that we need to hear it. And because they don't do that, it doesn't heal in that space. Or they might say something that is extremely gaslighting and that might make it even worse. But what really hit me beyond everything is I realized that healing, it ain't really a group project. Healing is a solo effort that does not need anyone else's contribution to get to that moment. It doesn't need anyone else to validate that, yes, you were wronged. Yes, this is, where I messed up, or this is where, like, not saying that those things aren't cool and they aren't, helpful when they happen, but sometimes they're not. Sometimes it is, here it is. I am hurting. And this person apologized, but I still can't get past it. The healing is on us individually. And it's so hard. It's so hard because it requires us to go back to these painful places, these hurtful places. Sometimes, I know for me, these hidden places, something I put in a box, tucked it away, act like it didn't exist. And I men in black myself to act like, what? I don't know what that is. What? You said, huh? Don't recall. But I'm still reacting off that pain, no matter how much I tell myself it isn't there. And what I offer to every person listening is a rainbow in the sky to let you know that healing, it hurts. It is not a fun thing to go through, but it is amazing on the other side. It is incredible. It is so light. There's deliverance. There's so much joy there that is independent of the person that hurt you. Independent of them. And I'm specifically talking about situations where you were completely wronged in the situation. Like, this is not a mutual, oh, y'all disagree. Like, no, somebody really did something completely effed up to you. It doesn't have to be a group project. You can do so on your own. And I make that clarification because sometimes we avoid apologizing to people or going to people as we're instructed biblically because we want, I don't want to have to talk to them. Like, no. Sometimes it's necessary. The Bible gives us instructions for how to reconcile with people. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you're not able to do that. Like in my situation with my father, I didn't go through all of those steps. But God still rewarded me healing in our relationship. And I was able to release pain and anger that I had with him before he left Earthside. And that was a gift for me. did he feel it or receive it spiritually and all of that? And I don't know. I don't know. I know I've heard so many things. The few people that know about this have told me, wow, his spirit probably waited until, you know, you released him or whatever. I won't even fake to know. Like, I know that. And I also won't put so much power into my ego like that. You know, like, we love to make ourselves the center of the universe. Yes, everything revolved around me. Nobody moved. No, I'm not going to do that. Is it possible? It's possible. Do I think that's what happened? I have no earthly idea. And I don't care, because that moment was about me. And I do pray that, you know, in his final moments, he was at peace. He was at peace, that he was able to leave this earth in a good space. I do pray that. Yeah. And for all of you superheroes that are listening, I pray that if you are in a space and a time in your life where you need to forgive or release something, I hope that you begin to make that long journey. It is a long one. It is challenging, but it is worth the work. It is absolutely worth the work. Your tears will be your triumph, because your fight to forgive, not for them, but for you. I know it sounds a little cliche. It sounds like, I get it. But man, don't carry that weight with you. Don't be the 60-year-old bitter person that is still left treating everyone horribly because of something that happened to them at 7. Yes, it happened to you. Yes, it was absolutely wrong and disgusting and horrible. But you deserve a bright life. You deserve happiness and joy. Don't let that get stripped from you because of what someone else did. You deserve better. Love you, me.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed the show, and tune in again next week. Be sure to subscribe and rate the show wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Share with a friend or family member, and follow us on social media at Removing the Cape. Check out our website at www.removingthecape.com. Whatever superhero cape you have to pick up and wear today, I hope it's a bit lighter and your smile's a little brighter. See you next week.